In this bulletin, the federal opposition calls for Australia's border with Indonesia to be temporarily closed to prevent foot and mouth disease. The United Nations releases the world's first report about the health of refugees and migrants. And in cycling, Slovenian Tadej Pogačar wins stage 17 of the Tour de France. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The federal opposition is calling for Australia's border with Indonesia to be temporarily closed to prevent an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. Australia remains free of the disease, but an outbreak in Indonesia could devastate Australia's livestock industry if it spread across borders. The federal government has increased its biosecurity measures after viral fragments of the disease and African swine fever were detected in pork products at a Melbourne retailer. But opposition Home Affairs spokeswoman Karen Andrews has told Sky News more needs to be done.
This is not a softly, gently approach. If it has to be a temporary measure, that would be great. But let's not run the risk of foot and mouth disease coming into Australia.
The government has introduced sanitation mats at international airports to stop FMD coming in on travellers' shoes. Federal Agriculture Minister Murray Watt has told the Seven Network how travellers can do their bit to protect Australia from foot and mouth disease.
What we're asking people to do is if they've been in Bali, especially if they've been near livestock or on a farm, and for that matter, there's a number of other countries around the world that have got foot and mouth disease as well. If you're coming back in from any of those countries, you've been near a farm, you've been near livestock, clean your shoes very thoroughly, clean your clothing very thoroughly, and frankly, if you don't need to bring your shoes back, then leave them behind.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed his government's priorities for when the new federal parliament meets for the first time. The 47th Parliament is due to sit for the first time since the federal election from next Tuesday, the 26th of July. Among the government's first acts will be trying to introduce 10 days paid domestic and family violence leave for workers. The government intends to amend aged care laws to put nurses back in nursing homes, put a stop to high administration and management fees, and to improve integrity and accountability for residential homes. The government will try to enshrine its 43% carbon emissions reduction target by 2030 into law, and the government will also propose creating a new body to provide independent advice on Australia's workforce needs to help combat the labour crisis. A new United Nations report says millions of refugees and migrants in vulnerable situations around the world face poorer health outcomes than their host communities. The report from the UN's World Health Organization is the first on the health of refugees and migrants. The WHO chief, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says these people often don't get enough help, and sometimes even the support they do get is not sufficient.
They face multiple barriers, including out-of-pocket costs, discrimination, and fear of detention and deportation. Many countries do have health policies that include health services for refugees and migrants, but too many are either ineffective or are yet to be implemented effectively. Many migrant workers are engaged in the so-called 3D jobs, dirty, dangerous, and demanding.
The two remaining candidates running to be the next British Prime Minister have begun to make their cases to Conservative Party members. Either former Treasurer Rishi Sunak or Foreign Affairs Minister Liz Truss will succeed Boris Johnson as PM after Trade Minister Penny Mordaunt was eliminated in the final round of MP-only voting. Bookmakers have 46-year-old Liz Truss as the favourite to win the vote of the party membership, and she says she's going to campaign on lowering taxes and helping struggling families. But 42-year-old Rishi Sunak says he's the only person who can win the next election for the Conservatives.
The question now for our members is, who is the best person to defeat Keir Starmer and the Labour Party at the next election? I believe I'm the only candidate who can do that. And my values are also those of our members. And I've got the experience and the vision to translate those values into a government that delivers for the British people and ensures that this is the best country to live, work and raise a family anywhere in the world.
About 200,000 Conservative Party members will have until the 2nd of September to vote on their preferred leader, with the winner to be announced on the 5th of September. In sport, and today Pogacar has won stage 17 of the Tour de France. It's his third stage win of this year's race, but Danish rider Jonas Vingegaard retains the overall lead. Vingegaard finished in second place in the stage, and Pogacar gained only 4 seconds on him overall. Vingegaard still leads by 2 minutes and 18 seconds overall, but Pogacar believes he can still win the race.
Yeah, I am optimistic. I think tomorrow is a more hard day, and we can try again tomorrow.
And that's the latest SBS News.